are we going to reach rapprochement between physical science and religion? I don't know. There's a part of me that would almost hope not, in an odd kind of way. I certainly don't wish anybody in the sciences to veer away from his or her faith, and I wouldn't ever want to be accused of that. And I'm aware that many of our more accomplished or better known scientists have indeed paid a huge price in from my perspective, in moving away from any kind of private faith. On the other hand, that having been said, we have never gone through one of these things that Christianity wasn't strengthened and spread. Every time we've gone through the thing, whatever held pride of place, whatever was had hegemony, has had to drop back and reconfigure, as Protestantism is having to drop back and reconfigure right now. But it's always come out stronger, and it has always spread the faith farther, both geographically and demographically. And science is doing that right now. Yes, we're getting a clean division. And some of it is excessive, and so it's not so clean. I'm a great admirer of Dr. Daniel Dennett, who considers himself certainly not a Christian in a way, or takes that position, and yet who continues to observe some of the feast days of the church in his own private life, and good for him. But he, like me, is a bit of an older scholar. You take younger men like Dawkins, for instance, who's cited far too often, perhaps, or Harris or Kitchens, where there is a clear embracing of atheism based on science, based on physics, and of course still unable to answer the question, the ultimate question of why. You know, why are we here? What caused this? There has to have been some sort of prime substance. So they're hung on an impossible question right now. But nonetheless, all that having been said, part of the church's engagement of itself and of its values and of its teachings, part of its excitement, part of its energy right now, is absolutely reactive. You know, a friend of mine, Becky Garrison, wrote a book called Rising from the Ashes, and it's selling quite well. And it's nothing in the world but, you know, get up off your duff, Christian, and figure out what you really think and what you think Scripture says and why. So that when you're under attack, there's a certain amount of adrenaline that flows. And I, other than being concerned for the individual scientist involved, think that something very good has come out of this. And I think also, from their point of view, as the church reacts, they're driven to look harder and faster, more earnestly, for the explanations. And for years, I have said that much of what even today we attribute to miracles, we're going to someday find out is totally explicable. I believe, I've said in many a nave, I absolutely believe Jesus Christ meant what he said when he said, if you have enough faith, you can pick that mountain up right there and put it over there in the ocean. I'm not sure that's miraculous. I've never thought that's miraculous. I think he was just telling us something. You can do that, and it's kinesthetic energy. When you figure out how to do it, call me later, kind of thing is what I think he was saying. So that the exploration and the separation of junk religion, and I'm more terrified of junk religion than I am outright atheism. The death of junk religion, I think, to a large extent, lies in our pushing our intellectual abilities, our scientific abilities, to the absolute limit. So rapprochement, I hope not for any time too soon. I think the antagonism is far more productive right now than any kind of let's all be nice together